Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with Elisa Harrison, talking digital marketing efforts for the beef industry. Back with Elisa in just a moment.
With more Black Angus influenced cattle qualifying for the Certified Angus Beef brand than ever before, it's clear that the Angus Bull is America's bull. He sires calving ease, growth, and superior marbling. He works well in any environment and on any cow, regardless of breed. Make sure that an Angus bull serves as your director of herd improvement. Go to Angus.org to learn more. Angus, America's breed.
It's the 20th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 120 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2017 to spring 2018 bulls selling with genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. For more information and sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or www.mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
Today's report is service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Marketing efforts for the beef cattle industry are mostly digital these days. That's been a process going since 2014. Elisa Harrison with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it's all about making beef number one.
We are. We actually relaunched the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand last October. Really, it succeeded more than we had imagined. And when I say succeeded, meaning that we just blew through the metrics that we set for ourselves. But more importantly, we found that when consumers are aware of Beef It's What's for Dinner, they are more likely to say that beef is their number one protein, which is our overall goal, is to make beef the number one protein. There's a lot of competition in the marketplace today for protein choices. We think we have an advantage over them. So we've got a very strategic plan to reach the consumers where they are today. And the way we did that is we did a whole segmentation project last year so that we could delve much deeper into the beef consumer today. Where are they? Are they on Hulu? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Pinterest? And so we feel like we've got some really great strategy to use. We've got a great budget, but certainly we don't have as many checkoff dollars today as we did when it launched 30 years ago. So we have to make sure that that dollar is working really hard, and we're making that work by making sure that we're zeroing in on the consumers where they're receiving information with the messages that they want. So we're able to, I think, get much more coverage by doing that with the limited dollars that we have. We've also adjusted our program so that more money is going into the advertising spend. Obviously, we could always use more money, but the great thing is that our state partners, the state beef councils, are also buying into the strategy. So they're actually implementing our strategy at the local level. So we're actually able to make that national dollar go further than maybe we have before. So we're excited. Consumers are receptive to our message. They like beef cattle producers. They love beef. They just have a lot of questions about beef, and they have a lot of questions about how it's raised. And the great thing is we now have the content. We have the information on our website. So whether they want to get it through Chuck or through beefiswhatsfordinner.com, we're committed to transparency, and we're starting to see that pay off as far as not only attitudes about beef, but certainly beef demand. And, you know, is extremely strong, and there's a good projection for 2019 that will continue.
One of the things, and this kind of goes back to those questions that consumers have, mm-hmm. I know that we've kind of really stepped up our information, the stuff that you've got for consumers in that area of sustainability. That's one of those hot topics that we're having to deal with, right?
It is a hot topic, and it, you know, I think if you talk to a cattle producer saying, well, we've been environmental stewards, we've been sustainable from the get-go, because you can't sustain an operation if you can't sustain the land and the animals and take care of it. So I think, but there is a lot of, you know, momentum on the work of sustainability, certainly by food manufacturers trying to distinguish themselves from other products. So the good news is that the checkoff has been funding sustainability research, really just to prove our point, to show that we have a very small carbon footprint. We're not the cause of global warming through both our consumer marketing and our issues management, really trying to just pump that information out there. And I think people are surprised when we go and lay out the science and really what the true facts are. We just released a regional life cycle assessment that really shows that the input output or the impact on the environment is nowhere near what some people are out there saying it. So they're surprised about that. They're receptive to the information. We just have to pound the pavement and get it out there to whoever wants to listen to it.
Alisa Harrison on the beef marketing efforts, all under the umbrella of BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills annual bull sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyotes Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. And there's a 5% volume discount on 5 or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to hallchr.com. That's hallchr.com. Or call 580-597-3006.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.